وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at some human traits that we need to have in order to become good human beings, so we can serve other human beings. So we're trying to maintain the human rights here. One of the concepts that we need to have, and one of the traits that we need to have in ourselves so we can become better people, is shukr, being grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having a gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've mentioned before that the more we give thanks, the more Allah will give back. The more we refrain, the more we will lose. So we spoke about, you know, becoming grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what happens when we don't become grateful to Allah? What are the consequences of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example in Al-Quran Al-Kareem in chapter An-Nahl, verse 112. He says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُنَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah says, we give you an example of this village that was safe, secure, content, that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to them with ease and comes to them from every direction. So you can imagine how lazy these people were and how blessed they were, the fact that they were given everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did these people do when they were bombarded with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did they repay Allah? Allah continues in the same verse, and He says, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسُ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Because they denied the required gratitude and praise and thanks to Allah, one, and because they did not take care of the blessings that Allah has given them, two, three, because they've wasted these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's given them, that is considered to be what? Kufr. Because it to be denying this na'am of Allah. So Allah says, in return, we took everything from them, and they were replaced with ju', hunger, and fear. The two most devastating things any human being can go through. Fear and lack of food, hunger. Allah says, we gave this to these people because why? They denied. And interestingly, Allah says, بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ, that was their own doings, not because of us. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that if we don't give thanks to Allah and show gratitude towards Allah, then we have to be ready for the consequences that will follow accordingly. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, once he was asked about the verse in the Quran that Allah says, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They said, oh Allah, keep between us and our travels. And Allah says, وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They were transgressing towards themselves. The Imam explains who these people were. He says, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ قُرَى مَتَّصِلَةً. These people, like, they had areas and villages that were attached to one another. That, you know, just tells you how big these areas were. يَنْظُرُ بَعْضُهَا إِلَى بَعْضٍ. That these areas, like, are like opposite to each other. They can see one another. وَأَنْهَارٌ جَارِيَةٌ. It has flowing rivers. وَأَمْوَالٌ ظَاهِرَةٌ. And bounties that can be seen. Like, you can imagine, like, what kind of na'am these guys have, that the wealth that it can be seen on the outside. Maybe the ground was made out of jewels or gold, God knows. And then he says, فَكَفُرُوا بِأَنْعَمِ اللَّهِ. Then they denied. They did not, you know, give gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغَيَّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِم مِّنْ عَافِيَةٍ. And obviously they took themselves from this blessing they were in. فَغَيَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ نَعْمَةٍ. They changed this. Allah also took away all the blessings that He has given them. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will not do anything to change the status of people. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they make the changes themselves. You don't give thanks to Allah, Allah is not going to give you. That's it. One equals one. Or I should say 1 + 1 = 2. That's how simple it is. But sometimes we just don't see it. So the Imam says, Allah did not do anything wrong by them. They done that by themselves. وَخَرَّبَ دِيَارِهِمْ. And Allah brought down their houses. وَأَثْهَبَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Their money also went. وَأَبْدَلَهُمْ مَكَانَ جَنَّاتِهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنْ ذَوَاتِ أُكْلٌ خُمْطٌ وَأُثْلٌ وَشَيْئًا مِنْ سِدٌ قَلِيلٌ. Allah took when came to their gardens and their farms. He took everything from them. And He left that which is barely sufficing for their needs. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَهَلْ جَازِ إِلَّا الْكَفُورُ. And this is obviously what we done is only because of what they did. And that's the reward for those who are kuffar when it comes to the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kufr, not only disbelief in Allah, in belief. So for example, I deny the existence of Allah. This is a type of kufr. But sometimes I'm a Muslim. I'm a follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. I'm a good person. I believe in all these concepts. But when it comes to thanking Allah, giving back to other human beings, taking care of other human beings, showing compassion towards other human beings by the blessings that Allah has given me, if I deny them to others, if I use them in the wrong way, this is also considered to be kufr, rejection of what Allah has given us. So we have to be careful that if we do not give to others, there's also a consequence that will follow. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim.